You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we're joined by Lucy McGregor, the founder and CEO of leading digital marketing agency, Lucy Kate Online. Lucy Kate Online specializes in leading-edge digital strategies for health and wellness businesses, including advanced Facebook advertising funnels. Lucy, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Hi, thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. And I'm sure there's a lot we can learn from what you have to share with us today. So for starters, tell us what Lucy Kate Online does and how you got started in this field of expertise.
Sure. Well, we are a digital marketing agency that I founded a few years ago now. And we work with brands and businesses in the health and wellness space to get their products and services out there online in front of their ideal customers through advanced digital marketing strategies. So, in particular, we are Facebook advertising pros, and we also do a lot of email marketing funnels and other digital marketing strategies, social media stuff, and we like to, love coupling all of our different strengths in digital marketing areas together to get really great results for our clients. So, yeah, that's sort of us in a nutshell. And the reason we work with health and wellness brands is because that niche is an area that everybody on my team is really passionate about, including me. So it makes our jobs way more fun and exciting and effective when we can work with brands and businesses that we believe in and love their products. So, yeah, that's kind of the overview of us and what we do.
Excellent, and thanks for sharing. Now, let's look at Facebook ads. Why Facebook ads, and what's so great about them, and why should brands be using Facebook ads in 2019?
Yeah, well, Facebook ads are an exciting area. I think a lot of people have been hesitant to use Facebook advertising for their businesses because they think, oh, you know, they're just getting more and more expensive. Facebook advertising is getting more and more expensive. And why should I pay for this thing that it used to be free? You know, a few years ago, you could have a Facebook page, you could post on it, and you would get tons of reach, and all of the people that liked your page would see it, and it was just really, really easy to use platforms like Facebook or Instagram or Twitter and these places to, you know, share your content with your audience. Nowadays, it's a lot more difficult because it's now a paid platform. So I think that people really need to change the way they view Facebook advertising for their businesses and not view Facebook as a free marketing tool anymore. It's a paid platform, but your money is going to good use because it's a very advanced platform. There's, so much data that Facebook is collecting, as we know, after, some of the controversial things that happened this year with data sharing and whatnot with Facebook. But aside from all of that, they're collecting so much data on their users and other data from third parties as well that there's just unbelievable amounts of information that you can tap into using your Facebook ads to find target audiences that are going to like your product and want to buy from you. And actually, Facebook advertising is still crazy cheap. It's more expensive than it was a year ago or 2 years ago, yes. But for one of my clients right now, we're actually getting leads, targeted leads for 67 cents per email sign up, which is so, so cheap. And we're not targeting, a broad audience there, which just to grow the list size, into a target audience that isn't, really relevant to us. These are highly qualified audiences and leads that we're getting for 67 cents. And of course, that's a specific niche that we're working in with that client, and other niches are going to be more expensive. But my point is that Facebook advertising is still, one of the cheapest options that you have for online marketing and for spending your marketing budget on. So if you haven't explored Facebook advertising yet, then I would encourage people to definitely look into it because there's so much going on over there. And, if if you're not sure whether Facebook advertising may or may not work for your brand or your business or your offerings, then like people can reach out to us and we can have a look at their core offer and make a recommendation on whether or not Facebook advertising could work well for you. But yeah, I definitely would encourage brands to definitely consider, if not go for it, working with Facebook ads for this upcoming year.
And I'd say that's some really good information right there. Most helpful. Now, what's the best way to run ads for one's business? Do it yourself or outsource?
That's a great question. And it's something that we get asked a lot, because a lot of people come to us and they're like, oh, I've been doing a little bit of advertising myself and I've had like okay results or maybe not very good results. And so I don't think ads are going to work for me because I haven't done so well by myself, but I don't know if I want to invest in an agency or a freelancer. So it's a common question. I'll just go through the pros and cons of the options that you have basically. So you have four options. You can do it yourself. You can hire a freelancing ads manager. You can hire an agency, or you can hire in-house. So, you know, get someone in your company to do your ads. So let's start with DIY. The cons to that would be that Ads Manager is actually extremely complicated. I remember the first time I went into Facebook Ads Manager, if anyone that's listening has ever had a look at it, it's like a bit overwhelming at first when you see it. There's a lot of tabs, there's a lot of numbers. And it takes time and practice to figure out how to use it and how to use it effectively. And that's time that you could be spending on other areas of your business that you know you're good at. So, you know, you need to master like audiences, retargeting, tracking, copywriting, graphic design, testing, et cetera, all these things takes time and money. So you want to evaluate whether or not you have that space in your day and brain and budget to do all of that. You know, depending on how complicated you want to get or how, you know, your offer or your funnel is, it can be a full-time job to manage an account properly depending on a lot of factors. So, you know, running your own ads can just take up a significant amount of your own time. So, yeah, your business growth depends so much on you and what you're doing and how you manage your time. And it's crucial that you focus on what your strengths are. So if you don't think that Facebook advertising is an area that you want to learn about and would be a strength for you, then it might not be the best choice to try and do it yourself. On the flip side, though, the pros are that you get to know the process a bit before you would inevitably outsource it as your business grows, and it could save you some money in the short term, not having to, you know, invest in someone else, a freelancer or an agency. So that's sort of that area. The other option is to hire a freelancer or an ads manager. And there are some definite pros and cons to this as well. Cons would be that it's difficult to find all of the strengths that an ads manager needs in one person. So they need to be good with data. They need to be good at copywriting. They need to be able to create graphic designs that will convert as well. And they also need to be good at high-level strategy to keep in mind, you know, the bigger picture of what's going on with your whole marketing strategy. And it can be difficult to find just one person that is really good at all of those things. You could find someone who's, you know, that saying, a master of, what is that saying? A jack of all trades, master of none, you know? So, That's sort of the difficulty of working with an ads manager of a freelancer, and they can be difficult to find also. But again, the benefit of that is that they can be cheaper than working with an agency. And, you know, there are a few gems out there. There are definitely freelancers out there that are good at multiple parts of the ads process. So you will find ads managers that are also good copywriters or are also good graphic designers, but they can be few and far between, and, yeah, it can be a struggle to find someone that's a master of all of those different elements of what makes Facebook ads work. So the next option that you would have would be to hire in-house potentially. And if you wanted to do that, it can be expensive. And typically, bigger brands are going to be able to do this because they can have a separate head of marketing for strategy to oversee the whole thing. They have a creative department that can do the creative development of the graphics and copywriting and whatnot. And then they can have, you know, an implementation person or team to handle all of that stuff. So if you want to hire in-house, you really need to have like a marketing department to be able to manage that. And the cons, I guess, to that as well is that you potentially have to train all of these people and keep on top of it to stay on track. And then it can be expensive and all that stuff, and salaries, you know, employees can be expensive. So yeah, there's definite pros and cons to hiring in-house as well. The pros are that you definitely can keep a handle on, you know, the whole process, and it all comes under your umbrella and you can really be involved also. So there's that option. And then finally, the last option is to hire an agent, see, like someone like us. And of course, I'm like slightly biased here in this, being an agency myself. But the pros, of course, is that there's no need for training. You know that the people you're working with are experts. They provide the strategy, the day-to-day, the creative, copywriting and design. All of that is handled by people that have experience already working in these areas. So I'm a big fan, of course. But there's also cons as well. You know, you can get lost in the mix a little bit sometimes with some like larger agencies. I've had clients come to me who've worked with agencies in the past, and they've like been really unhappy with the level of communication, or just haven't got the results they were promised, and all this kind of stuff as well. So there's pros and cons to that as well, but you just have to do your due diligence and make sure that you're working with someone that you really trust and have clear guidelines on what can be expected and not expected as part of, you know, your working relationship. So yeah, I guess you've just got to evaluate when thinking about moving ahead with Facebook ads. You know, A, how much time am I able to dedicate to this, to either learn how to do it myself or manage someone on my team to do it, someone or someones, plural, like, you know, people on my team to do it, or is it going to be a better use of my time and my money to outsource to either an ad manager that I will need to find and can trust, or an agency that I will also need to find and can trust? So yeah, that would be my recommendation for how to, you know, dip your toe in the water and get started.
And certainly some great full coverage on that today. We're joined by Lucy McGregor, the founder and CEO of leading digital marketing agency Lucy Kate Online, that specializes in leading edge digital strategies for health and wellness businesses, including advanced Facebook advertising funnels, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how does one know if Facebook ads are going to work for them? Touch on that if you would.
That's a good question. And the short answer, of course, you don't know. There's no guarantees. There's been some examples where I actually advise clients like not to run ads. If your margins are too low, for example, Facebook ads might not work for you. If you're an e-commerce brand and your average order value is less than, say, $50, again, Facebook ads might not work for you. So, yeah, there are definitely some times where I would recommend that people can, but it might not work for them. It's always worth trying. I would argue with anyone that said that Facebook advertising can work for any business. And I guess it depends on what your goal is too. You know, if your goal is for awareness and brand building with your Facebook advertising, definitely could work for anyone. And then, you know, getting any business out in front of an audience that you're wanting to tap into is possible with Facebook advertising. Sales and conversions can be different. The short answer is no, you don't know for sure if this is going to work for your business or not, but it's definitely worth trying. The other thing, I guess, to consider would be if you're a brand new business and you have not tested your product yet and you don't know if it's going to convert or if people are going to buy it, that's the kind of situation where I would potentially advise a potential client to not dive in too quickly and to first test their offer. Like, is it going to sell? Is it selling? Are people interested in it? Before, you know, throwing a bunch of money at some Facebook advertising, because it could cost you a lot of money. So that would be my response to that. There's no guarantee, but if you have an offer that converts, if you have good margins, if your average order value is over $50, then I would say go for it, give it a try, find someone to work with that can, you know, get you some good results, or like do your research, train yourself up, and it's definitely an area that I think like most businesses should be looking at for this coming year.
Tell us, Lucy, how can one work with your firm, Lucy Kate Online, and can one book a call with you to get some questions answered?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, which is lucykateonline.com, and you can book a call with us. We can apply to book a call with us. So you just go on there and click the book a call button, and then you'll fill out a form with some of your information, and then go through and book a free auditing strategy session with us, where I'll jump on a call with you and look at your business, talk to you about what your goals are, and make some recommendations for you of whether or not I think we would be a good fit to work together, but also what kind of things you might want to consider including in your marketing strategy. So when I get on a call with a potential client like that, regardless of whether or not we end up working together, they're really value-packed calls, because you get some good strategy ideas and stuff out of it as well. So if anyone's listening is in the health and wellness space and is wanting to expand their marketing, their online marketing further, particularly with Facebook ads, but also email marketing, and all those kinds of things, then I would love to talk to you. So that's how people can get in touch with us.
That is some phenomenal information, and no surprise that Instagram is certainly in the mix with those that are getting great results, platforms that are getting great results. So some really good information here today. And folks, if you're looking for a boost in your marketing efforts, definitely consider Lucy Kate Online. Again, it is lucykateonline.com for more information and for contact. Lucy, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
And you're certainly welcome back anytime. We've been speaking with Lucy McGregor, the founder and CEO of leading digital marketing agency Lucy Kate Online, that specializes in leading edge digital strategies specifically for health and wellness businesses, including advanced Facebook advertising funnels. And for further details, again, it's lucykateonline.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.